The following program is produced and distributed by KETR.org. You can help by visiting KETR.org and clicking donate.
Good afternoon, Lion fans. Welcome to this week's edition of Lion's Roar, here live from the main cafe on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. I'm Director of Athletics Tim McMurray. Really exciting weekend for Lion Athletics, an undefeated weekend. For our three sports that had a scoreboard this weekend. Football with a big win over Eastern New Mexico to open Lone Star Conference play. We'll talk about that here with Coach Carthel in just a second. Volleyball with an unbelievable 3-0 week, including two wins over top 15 programs. We'll talk with both senior outside hitter Lane Little and head coach Craig Case in segments 2 and 3. And soccer with a tie on Friday night at Harding, now 3-0-2 on the year, and we'll see if they maintain their top 10 ranking this week. But at this time, welcome in the head coach of our number 3 ranked in the AFCA poll this week, head coach Colby Carthel. Coach, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me again.
Glad to have you. Certainly big win, 51-22, much like we did last year in Portales. Came out, offense jumped all over them early. Talk about what that first quarter means going against a tough triple option like Eastern New Mexico runs.
No doubt is a great win for the team, and they came out. Our word was discipline last week. Got to play discipline on defense to slow that bunch down, and got to be really disciplined offensively and make the most of your possessions because you're going to be limited. And, boy, did offense ever do that. You know, scored on all but two of their possessions throughout the game and I think 5 of 6 throughout the first half. So they really played well, very, very efficient. Luis Perez had a lot to do with that and really clean with the football. And just a great way to start conference play, 1-0 with a win against Eastern.
You touched on Luis, 15 of 15 to start the game, 305 yards. Didn't actually have a ball hit the ground in the first half, had one little miscue there at the end of the half. But overall, both from that performance in the first half and what it meant for the momentum of the game. And then is that his overall best performance here that you've seen?
Yeah, it really was clean. He had some really good games last year, but that was definitely his best this season. I think he and those new receivers and tailbacks are getting on the same page, which we knew that'd take a little time, but I think they'll continue to get stronger as the year goes on. And he was very, very efficient with the ball and took good care of it. The one interception, you know, he hit our receiver right in the hand. He just kind of pitched it to that big D tackle who walked 2 yards into the end zone. So it was a great night for Luis and well-honored, well-deserved honor.
On your favorite side of the ball, maybe special teams, Christoph Martinez moves into second all-time leading scorer in school history, which is quite an accomplishment at his age. Big time, and he's here in the background. Want to certainly acknowledge that, but talk a little bit about special teams, few new wrinkles this week, and not only just basic execution, but we're able to pull off some things.
Right. No, it was a really good night for us, and we take a lot of pride in what we do with our special teams. But Christoph has been really, really steady. Had one blocked extra point there. Our protection wasn't good. We were not pleased with our field goal protection throughout the night. But, you know, the one time with a miscue on offense and Eastern had a little momentum going into half, we responded, you know, with a 70-yard kickoff return and got another score and took that momentum right back. So that was huge. There in the second half, they had slowed us down, and we had a fake field goal that was ready, and we were able to execute that to Vincent Hobbs, which turned 3 points into 7. And so overall, it was just a really good night. Had some great kickoff coverage again and dominated in the special teams.
Moving on this week, first road test, big one. One of our longest-standing rivalries in Lone Star Conference play, an opponent you're very familiar with, Texas A&M Kingsville. Obviously, first road game, very, very tough. Talk a little bit about what you've seen so far from them as we move forward on that. And then I want to, after that, talk about something very, very special that you recommended and it looks like is going to turn into a reality here after we play that game Saturday night.
You bet. You know, Texas A&M Kingsville and A&M Commerce, those school, you know, it's the old A&I East Texas rivalry. It's been around as long as the game of football itself, I believe. And, you know, two of the stalwarts of the Lone Star Conference and, you know, the most storied and decorated programs in conference history. So it's always a great battle. You can throw the records out the window. And playing down there in Kingsville is a very, very tough to play. They got tremendous tradition there, great fans, great support. So it'll be a neat night, Saturday night down there for some football. They're a very gritty team. They're 1-2. We which you may think, well, that doesn't look good. Well, both their losses are to undefeated teams in the top 20, and they played them well. So it's going to be important that we travel well and go out there and play our kind of football, take care of the football. But I expect it to be a battle just like so many times in the past between these two programs.
Saturday night we'll finish about 10 o'clock, 10:30 with the game, and normally the plan would be to get on the road about midnight for that short drive back to Commerce from deep South Texas. We're going to actually extend that by a half day with some help from the Texas A&M University system. We're able to file a waiver request with them and are in the process of finishing that up. But tell our fans and students today listening a little bit about what the football team is going to do on Sunday.
Well, obviously, with the effects of Hurricane Harvey and, really ravaged that Coastal Bend area and the Houston area. And we had a lot of, players on our team and family members. You had family in Beaumont that were adversely affected. A lot of people had a lot of damage and are still trying to recover. And there's still a huge need in that Port Aransas, Rockport area for volunteers. And so we, again, went all the way up through the Chancellor of A&M system and got that approved where we can hopefully stay the night after the game. And we're working with local authorities there because it's a large group. We've got a travel party of about 85 or 90. That's a lot of people looking for work on a Sunday morning, which is usually a little bit of a downtime for them. But the Chamber of Commerce down there, Port Aransas, they're working with us, trying to get everything lined up. We're going to do about, 400 hours of community service down there and doing some cleanup and helping those residents in those towns hopefully get back on their feet and then travel back that night and get in late Sunday evening.
It is a great initiative. One thing that I'll say about it, just last night, as you and I were both on the phone, you talking with Coach Wilkinson down at Kingsville and the athletic director at A&M Corpus Christi, Scott Lazenby, longtime friend of mine, and I thought the point, it's a great testament to humanity and how Texans come together. Scott actually had to send an email out asking people to stop sending clothing because there is so much and you can't just get it distributed. But what I know he tuned me into is the fact that they'll be very excited to actually have manual labor, that number of kids that can get to one spot and help with just basic cleanup, because you can't distribute something to somebody that has no place to put it.
No doubt, and it's people that are able. You and I will be there, but we're fat and out of shape, and we can't do a whole lot.
Yeah,
but
jolly.
So, but the rest of our guys, we got two buses full of guys that are 18 to 22 years old and prime shape, and they can lift some stuff and clear some things out, and I think we'll be able to make some hay down there and really make an impact on cleaning those communities up. And it's part of that student athlete experience. We're going down and stopping at the Alamo on the way there. It's been about 2 hours, so our guys can get some Texas history. We got a lot of guys that aren't from Texas and some that are, that have never been to San Antonio and learned about the Alamo and the history there. So we'll do that and enjoy lunch there in San Antonio and then head on down. But then after the game, to be able to do that. I'm from Texas, born and raised. I've never seen the effects of a hurricane.
Right.
So it'll be a learning experience for me as well, and us to allow helping hand and help our fellow man and help some of those residents get back on their feet. That's what it's all about. We are going down there to try to win a football game, and we're not going to take away from that mission. But you can do a lot of good before and after on trips like this.
Truly best in class effort. Look forward to talking to you after Kingsville. Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Thanks Coach. Tim. We'll be back in segment two with Lane Little right after this.
Hi. The program you're enjoying right now was made possible by a group of folks just like you who make contributions to public radio. Support programs just like this one. Visit KETR.org and click donate.
Welcome back to segment two of this week's episode of Lions Roar. Very excited to have senior outside hitter Lane Little from the volleyball team. Welcome, Lane. Good to have you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You and I both love pun, so we were going to bump you from this segment, but I think we're all set to do the interview.
That was a good one.
All right, thank you. Yeah, no. Hey, terrific weekend. Coming into the weekend, 4-5 home opening win over Dallas Baptist, and then two wins over top 15 ranked teams in about an 18-hour span, and unfortunately both went 5 sets, so we had to work a little extra in overtime. Talk about what just the whole experience of the weekend meant.
I mean, the weekend was awesome. I think, like Kay said the other day, it may have been one of our best weekends that we've had since I've been here. And it was just really great to be able to do that in front of our fans at home. I mean, the energy in the gym was awesome. And you could just tell throughout the whole game, like, they wanted it just as much as we did. And just the feeling that they gave us, it made us work harder in those sets that went extra points in 28-26 and 19-17. Like, it really just gave us the momentum we needed to get in there and get the job done.
And having to fight off several set points, and you specifically having a couple of big plays there in both matches. Talk about from the time, you know, Friday night, the high of beating the top five team in the country and enjoyed it maybe for about an hour or two, and then you got to get right back on and be up because the obvious thing that could have happened would have been an emotional letdown coming off of a big high. What did you guys do from the time, you know, mentally and in terms of just approach from Saturday waking up till 2 o'clock match time?
I mean, Saturday morning we were definitely still excited from the win. It was a huge win for us, and but we didn't have much time to sit there and think about how awesome it was to win. I mean, it helped us because we wanted to get that feeling again, but it was more intense on Saturday, definitely, because I think we kind of had an advantage with Angela Friday night. I don't think they were expecting us to do anything, and so they came in kind of not really expecting to have to work too hard. Well, after we won, I think Saturday, Tarleton came in knowing it was going to be a battle. So I think they came in a little more prepared to fight with us. And so we really had to focus on knowing that it was going to be a battle. It wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be just as hard as it was Friday night, if not harder, which it proved in that fifth set. So we had to stay really focused mentally and know that they were prepared just like we were.
So 2-0 record, top of the conference standings as we tape here the radio show today that'll play throughout the week. We're preparing for a big match tonight at Texas Women's. They're 1-1. They split with Angelo and Tarleton this weekend in the reverse order. Now it's that, and then just last night, national poll coming out, receiving votes. Great testament to not just our strength of schedule, but what the national pollsters think of our program at 6-5 to be receiving votes and two big wins. Now we're not going to sneak up on anybody. To your point, how does that change the approach? What have you guys talked about the last couple of days in terms of getting ready for the rest of the conference race?
At this point, we know that no game we have is going to be easy. There are a lot of upsets this weekend, not just ours, and it's really going to be important who wins on the road. So tonight is very important. We have to come in knowing that they're going to have a home crowd just like we had. They beat Angelo. They're excited for this game. They know it's going to be a really big turning point for them to jump back in the top of the league. So it's really important for us to stay focused and know it's going to be a battle and they're going to be ready for us. So,
fantastic. Well, talk a little bit about your experience here. Senior, outside here, been through a lot of ups and downs, you know, athletically here. But then what, from the time you committed to Commerce, you've come to school here, you're on path certainly to graduate and move on. What is it about Commerce that you've enjoyed the most that's made it special in it, on the court and in the classroom? And
I really just love the community. I know when I first got here, well, one of the main reasons I came here was our coaches and the athletic staff that I met when I came on the visits and stuff. But my first semester here, I really enjoyed my classes. I didn't have one professor that I didn't just love. And so that was really important to me. Every semester I've had so far, I've enjoyed all my classes. All my teachers are great. They're encouraging. They love having student athletes. And just everyone that we meet in the athletic department and in the classroom, they're just all really, really encouraging. And I really enjoy being in the classroom just as much as I do being on the court.
Fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about plans after graduation. What does that look like career-wise? What hopes and aspirations?
I've interned for a couple of different companies doing like management training programs and stuff like that. So I think that I might take that direction. Maybe there's a wind turbine company that I worked for and I really enjoy doing that. So they have a couple of management trainee programs that they really like to enjoy student athletes for. So I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Well, let's move on to kind of the fun part now. And we're going to go lightning round. Favorite meal?
Oh, chicken fried steak.
Yeah, show's over. Perfect enough. Favorite TV show?
That 70s Show.
Really? All right. Two for two. Man, we're on fire. Last book you've read? For class, out of class? What?
A Dog's Purpose.
Oh, very nice. Favorite class here at Commerce? You mentioned several. You had your first semester.
My political science class with Dr. Herndon.
Excellent. What just intro, or was it a specific?
I don't remember.
Okay. It was so enjoyable. we can't remember the subject. How did you pick your major?
I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I liked to just kind of sit in the classroom and listen to stories, so I picked history.
Excellent. Which we're making right now as we speak.
Exactly.
So, if you could be one comic book superhero.
Superman.
Yeah, I can see it. All right. All right, the most pressing question that people want to know, and we've gotten various answers throughout the year, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Absolutely not.
Perfect answer. Fantastic. Lane, thanks for joining us today. Best of luck at TWU, and then certainly as we go back on the road this weekend, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back in segment 3 with head coach Craig Case.
Hello, this is Alex Shiloh from the Lions football team. The Lion Champion Fund is the official support unit for Lion Athletics.
Donations to the LCF go directly to providing a best-in-class experience for all 436 Lion student athletes. I am Sydney Reyes from the Lion volleyball team.
For more information about the LCF, you can visit lionchampionsfund.com.
Again, that's lionchampionsfund.com. And thank you for your best-in-class support.
Back in segment 3 of Lions Roar as we wrap up this week's show, want to welcome in our undefeated in conference play head volleyball coach, Craig Case. Coach, welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Fantastic weekend. We'll talk specifically about it in this segment. But before we do, we just talk with Lane, 2-0 weekend. Big-time, you know, five-set victories over two top 15 teams. What happened last week in practice, or was there anything? Was there a particular day, or was there a light switch that went off last week that said, hey, we're going to make this a special weekend in the field house?
No, I think we've been working to that all year. We started out the season with a tough schedule, and I thought that was critical for this weekend, especially that first set when we got drilled by Angelo in that first set. We've been playing teams like that all year, and our players weren't surprised by it. They weren't caught off guard, so they were able to recover from that first set pretty quickly. You know, I just think the challenge in volleyball, especially, is holding that standard every day in practice, every match, every set, every play. And I think, you know, we got closer to that as that weekend came, and then that was what was critical at the end of that Tarleton match, is we were able to hold the standard even though they had match point.
Obviously, the two wins over those type of programs, they help with regional rankings and consideration and things like that. But I want to go back to the Tuesday, our home opener last week, the 3-1 win over Dallas Baptist. Don't want to discount that one. That one, Dallas Baptist is going to beat some people.
Yeah, that was a great win. You know, I didn't think we played our best, and then they had an injury. And I think the two of them, plus being at home, you know, really kind of put us over the top. And I think, you know, that was a great wake-up call for our team, because they realized that, you know, they maybe snuck one out there that you don't normally get in college volleyball, and then they were able to pick it up. But DBU is a really good team, and when their middle gets back, they'll finish top 3 in that league probably.
Let's talk about now the weekend matches. Angelo comes in. They're 5 in the country. They performed exactly like you'd expect the number 5 team in the country to play in the first set, and we probably didn't help ourselves much there.
No, we did not.
I know, you know, starting that first set, you actually had a full head of hair Friday night, and then starting set 2, it looked like that. So talk about how the rest of that match evolved.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing, is, you know, as a coach, is you got to evaluate when you got to make changes. And, you know, I was watching us in that first set. I was watching us in pregame. Thought we had good focus. Thought we had good energy. We had good effort. Everything was there. The ingredients were all there. It just wasn't coming together. And so we didn't say anything after that first set. We figured, let's get back out and let's keep focused on playing our game, and eventually something's going to click. And it did. And then after that, it was just a back and forth. And, you know, I just, at the end of the day, you've got it, especially when you're at home. You got to make the plays when you got to make the plays. And I thought our players did a great job of rising to the moment and defending their home court and giving the fans, you know, reason to be supportive and get behind us. And once we did that, we're going to be about as tough as anybody to beat at home.
Talk a little bit now, transitioning, and we asked Lane sort of the same question. You know, it's 9:30 Friday night. You get to enjoy a little bit of the fruits of victory after being the number 5 team, and you said it, enjoy it tonight. we got to get up early, get ready, play at 2 o'clock against Tarleton, and they had a long drive over. So there's a lot of dynamics that go into that Saturday match on the back end of a weekend. How did you, not just getting your team ready, but how did you as a coach prepare and get ready to get right back up?
Well, you know, the nice thing is a coach is I, you know, unfortunately I've been doing it long enough. I'm able to prepare for both teams during the week. And so my preparation for Tarleton is essentially done outside of reviewing what they did the night before.
Sure.
So I was able, I had all my stuff ready. The second that match ended, I mean, I hit send on the scouting reports and everything that our players get. And so we were ready for that. You know, the downside of the volleyball schedule, like you said, is we don't really get to celebrate it. You know, that number 5 win is as high of over a ranked win as I know that we've had at Commerce. It's the highest of my coaching career. It would have been nice to celebrate that, but my way of celebrating was, you know, giving you a hug, giving some fist pumps, and getting excited with the team. And then the second I walked out of the locker room, I walked to my office and I started watching film on Tarleton.
Yep.
And so, but at the same time, you know, that's made it even more worth it on Saturday. You know, I really got to enjoy my Saturday night and my Sunday. And about 7 o'clock Sunday, I finally switched gears and started getting ready for TWU.
How'd the Vikings do Sunday?
I don't pay attention to that sometimes.
Oh, okay. let's talk. It's a unique road week. We've got a couple of tough road tests coming up, obviously, as we tape this here on Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday night road test at TWU, always, whether one team's way up or way down, it's just going to be two rivals going head-to-head. That's tonight. And then we turn around and only one road match this weekend at A&M Kingsville. Any kind of different preparation for that, or how does that look?
Well, you know, this will be our first full week of preparation. You know, on Saturday's match, that was our 7th match in 8 days. And so we didn't have as much preparation time as we would like. So we're looking forward to this week of having, you know, one match on Tuesday and then one match on Saturday. So we'll be able to have full preparation of kind of repairing ourselves and what we're doing wrong on Wednesday and Thursday, and then on Friday we can really get ready for Kingsville, and then we'll drive down to Kingsville Friday night. So we're excited for that. You know, they're two different, completely styled teams. So we need that. You need that time. It'd be a real tough back-to-back because of how differently they play. And so it'll be good for us to have that opportunity to focus on TWU at the beginning of the week, get focused on us in the middle, and focus on Kingsville at the end of the week.
I'm excited, selfishly, as the athletic director that, you know, travels with football, that Saturday I get to watch my volleyball team at 2 and my football team at 7, and let's go down to South Texas and knock out 2 wins, all right?
I'd love it.
Coach,
I'd love that.
Coach, congratulations on a great week, receiving votes, 6-5 overall, most importantly, 2-0 in the league, and well-positioned here in the region early on. Best of luck.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for joining us, Coach. As we wrap up here this week's show, a couple of quick updates. We've talked about football and volleyball this weekend as we speak, women's golf wrapping up in Durango, and then as we mentioned, volleyball and football on Saturday. Again, Lions Roar airs Saturday night at 6 before the pregame show at 6:30 with Charlie Chitwood and Brock Calloway, and then 7 p.m. kickoff on KETR, the Lions Sports Network. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next week on Lions Roar.